He had asked about his father just a couple of hours ago on the way to the mall. She had said, "Honey, your daddy just wasn't ready for the responsibility of a family."
Didn't he like me?
He never even knew you, so how could he not like you? He was gone before you were born.
Oh, yeah? How could I have been born if he wasn't here?
The boy had asked skeptically. That's something you'll learn in sex education class at school, she had said, amused.
When?
Oh, in about 6 or 7 more years, I guess.
That's a long time to wait.
He had sighed.
I'll bet he didn't like me, and that's why he went away.
Frowning, she had said, "You put that thought right out of your mind, sugar. It was me your daddy didn't like."
You? He didn't like you?
That's right. Joey had been silent for a block or two, but finally he had said,
"Boy, if he didn't like you, he must have been just plain dumb."
Then, apparently sensing that the subject made her uneasy, he had changed it. A little old man in a 6-year-old boy's small body. The fact was that Joey was the result of a brief, passionate, reckless, and stupid affair. Sometimes, looking back on it, she couldn't believe that she had been so naive, or so desperate to prove her womanhood and independence. It was the only relationship in Christine's life that qualified as a fling, the only time she had ever been swept away. For that man, for no other man before or since, for that man alone, she had put aside her morals and principles and common sense, heeding only the urgent desires of her flesh. She had told herself that it was romance with a capital R, not just love, but the big love, even love at first sight. Actually, she had just been weak, vulnerable, and eager to make a fool of herself. Later, when she realized that Mr. Wonderful had lied to her and used her with cold, cynical disregard for her feelings, when she discovered that she had given herself to a man who was utterly without respect for her and who lacked even a minimal sense of responsibility, she had been deeply ashamed. Eventually, she realized there was a point at which shame and remorse became self-indulgent and nearly as lamentable as the sin that had occasioned those emotions, so she put the shabby episode behind her and vowed to forget it. Except that Joey kept asking who his father was, where his father was, why his father had gone away. And how did you tell a 6-year-old about your libidinous urges, the treachery of your own heart, and your regrettable capacity for occasionally making a complete fool of yourself? If it could be done, she hadn't seen the way. She was just going to have to wait until he was grown up enough to understand that adults could sometimes be just as dumb and confused as little kids. Until then, she stalled him with vague answers and evasions that satisfied neither of them. She only wished he wouldn't look quite so lost, quite so small and vulnerable when he asked about his father. It made her want to cry. She was haunted by the vulnerability she perceived in him. He was never ill, an extremely healthy child, and she was grateful for that. Nevertheless, she was always reading magazine and newspaper articles about childhood diseases, not merely polio and measles and whooping cough. He had been immunized for those and more. But horrible, crippling, incurable illnesses, often rare, although no less frightening for their rarity. She memorized the early warning signs of 100 exotic maladies and was always on the watch for those symptoms in Joey. Of course, like any active boy, he suffered his share of cuts and bruises, and the sight of his blood always scared the hell out of her, even if it was only one drop from a shallow scratch. Her concern about Joey's health was almost an obsession, but she never quite allowed it to actually become an obsession, for she was aware of the psychological problems that could develop in a child with an overly protective mother. That Sunday afternoon in February, when death suddenly stepped up and grinned at Joey, it wasn't in the form of the viruses and bacteria about which Christine worried. It was just an old woman with stringy gray hair, a pallid face, and gray eyes the shade of dirty ice. When Christine and Joey left the mall by way of Bullock's department store, it was 5 minutes.